This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump, who has avoided wearing a mask in public even as the coronavirus pandemic spread, donned one Saturday at a military hospital outside Washington, where he was to meet with wounded soldiers and frontline healthcare workers. The visit to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center marked Trump's first public appearance with a face covering since the virus began sweeping across the United States earlier this year. The president had previously refused to wear a mask in public or to ask other Americans to do so, saying it was a personal choice. At the medical facility, Trump walked by media gathered for a carefully staged photo opportunity, wearing a navy blue mask emblazoned with the presidential seal embossed in gold. Top public health officials have urged the use of masks, along with hand washing and social distancing, to slow the spread of the virus. Critics say that Trump's refusal to wear a mask in public showed a lack of leadership. Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom reopened Saturday with new precautions as coronavirus cases in Florida continue to surge. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Guests were welcomed to the most magical place on Earth by greeters wielding digital thermometers, checking temperatures of everyone entering, making sure they had face masks, reminding people to social distance. Disney says there are fewer reservations to keep crowds down and more disinfecting. But some are asking, with a jump in coronavirus cases in Florida in recent weeks, is now the right time to reopen? Universal Orlando and SeaWorld Orlando reopened several weeks ago. Epcot and Hollywood Studios will reopen later in the week. I'm Julie Walker.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Mourners buried their dead and prayers were held at the graveyard and Srebrenica Potocari Memorial Center in the town of Srebrenica on Saturday for victims of the only crime in Europe since World War II that has been declared a genocide. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the Srebrenica genocide was the worst crime on European soil since the Second World War.
A quarter century ago, the United Nations and the international community failed the people of Srebrenica. As former Secretary General Kofi Annan said, this failure will haunt our history forever. Confronting that past is a vital step towards rebuilding trust.
Typically, thousands of visitors attend the commemoration service and funeral, but this year, only a relatively small number of survivors were allowed at the cemetery due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Bosnian War pitted the country's three main ethnic factions, Serbs, Croats, and Bosnian Muslims, against each other after the breakup of Yugoslavia. More than 100,000 people were killed in the conflict. The World Council of Churches has written to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to express grief and dismay over his decision to turn Istanbul's Hagia Sophia back into a mosque. The Geneva-based Council's interim secretary said in a letter that Hagia Sophia has been a place of openness, encounter, and inspiration for people of all faiths. He said turning it back into a mosque would undermine efforts to bring people of different faiths together in dialogue and cooperation. On Friday, Erdogan issued a decree that Hagia Sophia would return to a mosque with services planned for later this month. His declaration sparked fury in neighboring Greece, and the United States, Russia, and other countries expressed concern about the move. Hagia Sophia was an Orthodox Christian cathedral for centuries and then became a mosque in 1453. It was turned into a museum in 1934. The UN Security Council on Saturday approved a resolution authorizing humanitarian aid deliveries to Syria's mainly rebel-held northwest from Turkey through just one crossing point, a victory for Russia in cutting another crossing the UN aid groups have called critical. Russia, Syria's most important ally, argued that aid should be delivered from within the country across conflict lines, and just one crossing point was needed. Saturday's vote capped a week of high-stakes rivalry between Russia and China, and the 13 other council members who voted twice to maintain the two crossings from Turkey that were in operation until their mandate ended on Friday. For more, log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.